February is Heart Month. Nationally, we've been talking about heart health a bit this month. That's a certain concern for older people, and that is evidenced by a survey conducted by Oak Street Health, which is a network of primary care centers delivering care primarily to adults on Medicare here in Michigan, in the Flint area, in Detroit, and other states as well. Joining us right now to talk a little bit more about this survey and the concerns that older Americans have when it comes to heart health is Dr. Olaluwa Fayanju from Oak Street Health. Dr. Fayanju, good morning. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. Heart disease is a concern for everybody. We all want to maintain heart health, but especially for older Americans, isn't it?
That's right. You know, this year we conducted a survey of about 1,000 adults looking at their views on heart disease. And 85% of seniors, even 85% of seniors without heart disease are concerned about being diagnosed with the condition. And this fear is well-founded. Heart disease and coronary artery disease and heart disease are the leading cause of death worldwide. And we believe at Oak Street that, you know, building a strong relationship with a primary care doctor can do a lot to help reduce the risk of developing heart disease. And if you do develop heart disease, ensuring that the complications of heart disease can be mitigated and diminished.
Well, what I found interesting in this survey was that while so many people are concerned about heart disease, very few of them feel like their primary care physician is actually equipped to help them with heart disease.
Yeah, that's one of the misconceptions we're trying to change at Oak Street. One of the when we think about how do we help patients with heart health, one of the primary ways that you can do that is to establish a strong and consistent relationship with a primary care doctor. Prevention is the name of the game when it comes to avoiding heart disease, and primary care doctors are ideally situated to maintain and help that through a combination of efforts. One, helping a patient maintain a consistent program of exercise. We advise all of our patients in the primary care setting to have a minimum of 30 minutes of moderate to high intensity exercise 5 days a week. That's 150 minutes a day. I tell folks, you know, if there's a favorite show of yours and you can be in front of the TV while on a treadmill, on an elliptical, on a stationary bike, that counts. Avoid processed and fast food. You know, we are a fast food culture here in the United States, but maintaining a diet that's based on either something called the DASH diet, which is a very low sodium diet, or the Mediterranean diet. Both these diets have been studied and have been found to be very helpful in maintaining good heart health. Staying socially active can be really, really important, especially as we get older. And I think primary care doctors are well positioned to identify patients who are becoming socially isolated and who may be at greater risk of developing heart disease as a result of being isolated and being alone. Then it's also important to address other conditions like diabetes and depression. Quit smoking if you do. Limit your alcohol use and get sleep. You know, 6 to 8 hours a night really, really makes a big difference in helping your heart and your whole body to stay healthy.
Obviously, the earlier you can start these good habits, the better it's going to be for your heart. But this is good advice for people of all ages. There's a real correlation between mental health and heart health, isn't there?
Absolutely. There was a study not too long ago. It was called the Sad Heart Trial, and it found that patients who recently had a heart attack are more predisposed to suffering from major depression. We know that as a result of the physical limitations that stem from having heart disease, the fatigue, the shortness of breath, the inability to tolerate exercise and activity like patients often were able to do before the onset of their disease, these could have a lot of ill effects on one's mental health and one's frame of mind. So it's really important to, one, have a relationship with that primary care doctor, because the vast majority of patients get their mental health support through their primary care doctor. Primary care doctors are ideally situated to diagnose depression and to treat and manage it. And in our practice at Oak Street, where we have both primary care doctors and behavioral health specialists all under one roof, we actually are able to affect a really tight relationship between the doctor, the behavioral health specialist, and the patient at the center of all of that care.
So important to monitor all of that. If people have questions about this survey we've been talking about this morning or anything else that we've been discussing, where can they get more information?
Well, first of all, you can check out, you can go to any one of our Oak Street Health locations. You can also check out our website, www.oakstreethealth.com. In Michigan, we have 7 locations in around the Detroit area, Flint as well, plus 3 more that are opening up in the next few months. We are also a practice that serves about 80,000 patients across 8 or 9 states at the moment. And we're hoping to do more of that in more places and really put at the center of all of this really strong heart health and a really holistic model of care that takes the whole patient into account.
Oak Street Health. Check it out. Dr. Fayanju, thanks so much for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Anytime, Paul. Thank you.
Bye now.